Oasis Audio presents The Christmas Angel by Jane Moss. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert. Prologue. My great-grandfather Owen Thomas, a young coal miner from Flanelly, Wales, visited London in December 1875. According to family legend, while he was watching a play, he fell head over heels in love with the beautiful young actress playing a small role. He went backstage and proposed to her on the spot. This is his story, and the story of the angel he carved for the Christmas tree he believed they would share. How the angel crossed the sea and was handed down in my family from one generation to another. I have written it as truthfully as I could, based on letters and journals and family lore. Some of the dialogue and actions are imagined, based on my knowledge of the characters and what they might say or do. This is a story of faith and love. Yes, and magic, too. And of the miracle that brought the angel home again. Part 1. Christmas in Wales, 1875. He had scrubbed himself hard, but he worried that there might still be traces of coal dust under his fingernails. Owen scowled as he inspected them. "Homesick for the coal mine, is it?" he asked himself. "Well, you'll be home again in Wales and back in the deep dark before you know it." He peered down at the stage from his seat in the balcony. The place seemed magical to him. The city seemed magical. He had never even dreamed of coming to London. And when, just a month ago, the men's choir of St. David's...